This is New England Public Media. Many colleges have been advertising regular COVID-19 testing as a way to keep any outbreaks under control. For instance, UMass Amherst, which has shifted to mostly online classes, is testing the students and staff who remain on campus, whether or not they have symptoms. But that's not an option for all colleges. New England Public Media's Karen Brown reports.
Carly O'Connell is excited to go back to UMass as a sophomore in legal studies. She'll be among about 1,000 students allowed to live on campus. Some are taking hands-on classes, and others, like O'Connell, got special permission for personal reasons. The university assigned her an apartment suite with a friend.
So I think it will be fun and, like, definitely different.
But before she moves in on Sunday, her first stop will be the Mullen Center for a COVID test.
Have you done this before?
I have.
You have? Okay. So
UMass has already tested a couple thousand students and staff as people arrive for the semester. They've converted the sports arena into a testing venue. Here, a staff person demonstrates the procedure from behind what is usually a concession stand.
Just insert it a little bit into your left nostril and very slowly rotate it.
Carly O'Connell doesn't mind the twice-a-week tests she'll have to take throughout the semester.
Yeah, it's going to be a hassle, but it's really, really needed, I guess.
In fact, she thinks the school should go even further and require testing for students living off campus, too. As it is, UMass is expecting to give 10,000 tests a week on campus and send the samples to the Broad Institute, a lab in Cambridge that has contracted with a number of colleges around the Northeast. UMass says it's paying $1.4 million for up to 56,000 quick turnaround tests, which comes to $25 per test. Amherst College and Hampshire College have also announced contracts with the Broad Institute for regular testing of everyone on campus. But that's just not an option for all colleges.
Honestly, I think a big piece of this is its cost.
Matthew Scott is Vice President for Student Affairs at American International College in Springfield.
It's looking at the cost versus the benefit and the number of students that you have on campus.
AIC is expecting around 600 students to live on campus this fall, most of whom will be taking classes online. Scott says more than half the students are low income. They may have food insecurity or don't have stable housing.
We didn't want to close the campus completely on them if we didn't have to.
But Scott says COVID testing will be limited. Only students from high-risk states will be tested when they arrive, if they haven't been tested at home, or they can quarantine. After the move-in period, AIC is only offering COVID tests to students with symptoms or those who have been exposed to someone with the virus. Unlike the colleges in Amherst,
we are not testing every single student, you know, every week.
Scott says AIC is on a waiting list with the Broad Institute, which is no longer signing new contracts with schools. He says they looked into partnering with local hospitals in the Springfield area for widespread testing, but those hospitals already have testing backlogs. Plus, Scott says the cost per test, around $100, was just too high for AIC.
We don't necessarily have the same endowment or means as some of the other institutions in the area.
So for AIC, that leaves the testing of students and staff with symptoms, contact tracing, and strict campus rules. No large parties, no guests on campus, and no visits between dorms. Scott says he knows there's always a risk of an outbreak.
We have to keep watching and we have to be concerned about it, right? I mean, these are not normal times.
Out of about 2,000 people tested at the UMass Mullen Center as of Wednesday, administrators say one person came back positive for COVID. They had no symptoms and would likely not have been identified without widespread testing. For New England Public Media, I'm Karen Brown.